State player for Bob Surratt. We're talking to Patrick Dolan of Conti and Dolan Law. Is that the song that plays when you walk into a room, usually?
Patrick? Yeah, normally, yes, that's it.
Okay, good
stuff. John Hansen plays it before I come on every time.
That's what I figured. So more than 300 new laws will take effect in 2024 in Illinois. Patrick Dolan from Conti Dolan Law joins us to give us the highlights. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
This is employment law. That's your thing.
It is. It's what I do at Conti and Dolan, mostly for employees, but also employers, any workplace-related issue. Hiring, anything going on at work in terms of concerns about harassment, discrimination, pay inequity, and then upon separation, do a lot of non-compete and separation agreement work.
You do good work. I know firsthand.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right. So there is a bunch of laws, but a lot of them focused on employment-related laws.
Yeah, that's right. I'll hit some of the highlights if you'd like.
Yeah,
starting with employment.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the state's minimum wage law will once again go up. It's going to go up to $14 per hour beginning on January 1st in the state of Illinois, and then $15 in 2025. So you know, that's certainly helpful. It goes up pretty regularly, but we're going to see two jumps in the next. Starting January 1st, and then a year later. We also have a new law with regard to organ donation. It encourages organ donation by providing up to 10 days of paid leave. That's unusual in employment laws for employees who want to serve as organ donors. That's very helpful. One law I think is actually pretty cool and something I have not seen before. Any employer with 50 or more employees that are located within 1 mile of a regularly scheduled transit service will be required to allow eligible employees to exclude public transit costs from their taxable wages.
So that's just a write-off for the most part?
That's pretty cool.
That's a write-off for the most part? That's a write-off for the most part?
Yeah, it is, right. Yeah, well, it can be, yes, that's right. You can exclude it from taxable wages, so that's right.
Okay.
And then another big deal for unemployment is now independent contractors are now included in the definition of newly hired employees. That's a big deal because so many independent contractors were not covered by the Unemployment Insurance Act. So that's very helpful to those folks.
Yeah, so that means for the most part, I mean, because when you're working for yourself, I mean, you never get to claim unemployment. So this is huge for the state.
It is huge, and not only that, but you don't get any benefits unless you buy them yourself.
Right, right.
So there's so many ways that independent contractors are harmed by not being employees, and as we all know, a lot of companies try to fit employees within that independent contractor role when they really should be employees. There's a lot of misclassification in Illinois that we need to be aware of. So then we also have, workers at companies with more than 250 employees are eligible for up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave if their child dies by suicide or homicide. That's an extension and change in the law. The Family Bereavement Leave Act, that amended that. And not just for that, Dave, now, apart from death of a family member, we also have leave that's allowed for things like a miscarriage, an unsuccessful round of IVF, a failed adoption. There's a whole bunch of different ways that employees can take that leave now that they couldn't take that before. So it's really expanded on that law.
I saw this one. Anyone who works in Illinois will be entitled to earn up to 40 hours of paid leave during a 12-month period. Explain this one.
Yeah, so that is a law that was signed by J.B. Pritzker within the last year. And, of course, we've talked a lot about the Chicago Paid Leave and Paid Sick Leave Act. Now, that was supposed to go into effect on January 1st. Now it's going to go into effect on July 1st. It was actually passed in the middle of November, so it was supposed to be implemented like 6 weeks later. After it was passed, there was a lot of pushback. So that law, the Chicago law, allows for 5 days of paid leave and 5 days of paid sick leave, but that's not going to go into effect until July 1st. The Illinois law is a little bit less favorable to employees, but still allows those folks to earn up to 40 hours of paid leave during a 12-month period. And they can use that time, Dave, for any purpose. It doesn't have to be sick time. And also another big benefit is it applies to seasonal employees and part-time employees, not just full-time employees. So that's a really big deal, too.
Okay, so we've got some consumer protection laws, and I want to also get to some of these odd ones coming up. But let's talk about the highlights with consumer protection.
And before we do that, Dave, let's talk about one real quick in the employment area, because it's an important change in the Illinois Gender Violence Act. So previously, claims under that act could only be brought against individual perpetrators. And I can tell you from professional experience, that's very difficult when you're representing a woman who has these sorts of issues. But now, as of January 1st, claimants can also bring actions against their employers. Okay, so, and there's a typically a four-year statute of limitations. That's a really important change to the law.
Okay.
And gives anyone, a better basis to bring those claims.
Right, okay.
So, in terms of consumer protection, you know, as we all know, Illinois gun laws have been at the forefront in this country in terms of bans, et cetera. And now, gun owners who have certain assault weapons or attachments have until January 1st to register them with the state. It's part of Governor Pritzker's law that he signed last winter prohibiting the sale of guns after January 10th. And here's another consumer protection law that I find just amazing that we have to even talk about this. But state-funded libraries will pledge not to ban books or materials facing pushback due to partisan or doctrinal disapproval, which is just crazy that they have to pledge. If libraries violate the order, they could be at risk of losing their funding. The new law arrives as, you know, politicians in some states, I think the states that we would all predict, push to remove books with certain themes on LGBTQ or a critical race theory. So there's now a law in Illinois that forces libraries to pledge not to ban certain books. I find that sort of amazing. So we have a couple of others. You know, estate planning documents for anyone who's gone through that really cumbersome process. And it used to be that only wills could be made available as electronic documents, and now it's all estate planning docs. So that's going to be very helpful to folks going through that process.
Got it, because that has changed a little bit, because I've gone through that myself, and that surprises me that that wasn't available at that time to do it that way.
Yeah, really surprising, and I think really helpful for a lot of people because it's so document intensive.
Yeah, right.
I mean, as you know, you just end up with a stack of paper in front of you, and it makes it so much more cumbersome.
Yep.
You know, we're in the middle of winter, so, you know, there's a new law facing utility companies. They'll now be required to they're prohibited from cutting off gas service or electricity based on temperatures that get really hot, above 90, or really cold. So there's some protection for consumers in that area, too, which I think is important. There's some interesting laws, sort of strange laws in Illinois. There's now protection for victims of what's called deep fake porn. So starting in 2024, people who are falsely depicted in sexually explicit images or videos can sue the creator of that material. It's an amendment to an earlier existing law that protects victims of revenge porn. But now the definition of deepfake porn expands on those protections. And, of course, you know, women are disproportionately the subject of deepfake porn, so it gives more protections to those women and, of course, anybody.
AI, you know, putting faces on. Yeah, I get exactly what that is. Here's one that really surprised me. Okay, it'll be illegal in Illinois for Illinois drivers to participate in video conferencing or check in their social media pages while behind the wheel. I often do Zoom conferences while I'm driving, but I'm only using the audio. I'm not seeing anybody. So is that still considered hands-free?
Yeah, well, I don't, not the way this is written. Mm. So, because it just says participate in video conferencing, it doesn't say only if your video is on.
Yeah.
So, and it really specifies Zoom and Microsoft Teams and WebEx. So, you know, we'll see how that's actually implemented, right? But I think that will prohibit that sort of participation as well, the hands-free audio, if you're participating in a video conference. And maybe it's because it's so much more engaging. I'm not sure. But, you know, that's That's something that, that the law protects now, too.
The last, go ahead. Well, the last one I want to hit.
I was going to say...
Go ahead, Patrick. City of Chicago, no bands, exhibitions, and performances, and display windows that draw crowds in the public right away. So Macy's windows, I can't go by Macy's windows for a little. I'll pick at that right after the show if that's the issue. What am I misunderstanding about that one?
Well, I don't know if you're misunderstanding anything. I think that's what the law says now. If that's going to be enforced, you know, who knows? Probably not. The other one that may or may not be enforced is there's a new law that prohibits keepers of bears and non-human primates from allowing members of the public to come into contact with them. We'll see how many people that, you know, that does enforced against as well.
Okay. All right. Patrick Dolan, Conti Dolan Law. Again, great work, my friend, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you and everyone at WGN.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.